You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Oh, greetings, guys. Happy, soon-to-be Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all the things. Can you believe we're 11 days away from the official holiday? And I have an early gift for you all, no matter what you celebrate or don't celebrate. This is something I'm really excited to dive deeper into the Akashic Records. And I have the author, Mary Medeiros, two-time Emmy Award-winning producer, amongst so many other badass things she's done. So yes, this is about the business of finding your alignment and putting your business into that space and being successful. And Miss Mary was going to tell you all about it. This is her beautiful book. I have been able to have my copy here. I'm tapping into it and I'm really, really intrigued. So let's, without further ado, Miss Mary Medeiros, welcome back to the Startup.
Good to be back.
Yes. Thank you so much. You are our gift to the listeners and viewers. What a year. Oh my goodness. What a year. I think that this is the best gift I could give my listeners and viewers. Let's go full screen. And why don't you reintroduce yourself and tell people who you are and what you have going here with your book?
Okay. All right. So I'm, as she said, my name is Mary Medeiros. So right now I'm a practicing Akashic Records, practitioner, and I'm writing a lot about the Akashic Records. I began my life or my career in television, and I was working in television for probably 25 to 30 years, working for all the networks as a direct production and then as a director. And then I was, feeling like there was something more, not instead of, but just more. And I started seeking, as a lot of us do. And, I started following a lot of like metaphysical, the Deepak Chopras, the Eckhart Tolles, all those guys, Oprah Winfrey and all the wonderful people that she had on. And I just started to get more and more attracted to that. And I realized, you know, it was because there was something in me calling me to more of that. And as that kept evolving, I then discovered the Akashic Records. And once I began working in the Akashic Records on my own first, I studied at the Center for Akashic Studies with Linda Howe, who's got a lot of books, wonderful books on the Akashic Records. And once I began studying the records and opening my own records and going into my past lives and figuring all my own stuff out, I began to expand more and more and more. And then I began, you know, learning how to open other people's records. And what then the next level for me was what would happen when I would work with clients. It was just amazing. Like people were just meeting up with their higher self through me, and just their lives became better. They fell more into why we're here, which is what the records show us. So the records, just as a little mini recap, the Akashic Records are basically it's an ethereal realm. It's a quantum realm. We could call it a field where all of the sort of spiritual imprints of everything a soul has lived, said, done, experienced throughout lifetime after lifetime. It's in these records. And the records are not new. They've been around since the beginning of time. They show up throughout the history of the world. In the Bible, the Book of Life, the Quran mentions it. The Tibetan Book on Living and Dying mentions it in different terms, but they talk about this field that exists that records everything. It's not a judger, it just records. And so when we can raise our consciousness to a higher level of consciousness, which I like to refer to as like a divine consciousness, we can hear or we can access our records. For me, I hear blocks of thought that are not mine. And when I open someone's records, I'm hearing what it is they're needing for clarity from their higher self, but it's the imprint of who they are. So that's what I'm doing right now. The book came from my own journey in my own records. And I thought it would be helpful to put into a book everything I went through in my life that I was struggling with and that I would take to my own Akashic records. So it's mostly that. And the issues I had are issues we all have. Weight, wondering, you know, why is this job feeling this way? I don't know what I want to do. I feel stuck. All of this is in here because I wanted to show that when we live through the lens of our own records, we get clarity. We remember who we are. Our lives change. We just get more of ourselves. We get more into who we really are. You can feel it. It's palpable. And that's what happened for me. What was interesting was that when I would open my own records to figure out my junk, I'll say, living life and struggling, the records didn't just help me with that. They would impart messages for humanity, very similar to maybe Neil Donald Walsh and the Conversations with God books. And so I had to share it because they were talking about life, humanity, where we've evolved from, where we're going, what the future looks like. So I was hearing way more than my own clarified information about who I am and what I've been. So that's what this book is now.
Wow. Okay. So much to unpack. I'm so excited to have this opportunity. Yes. I think what stands out for me, where we could even just start from like a novice understander of, you know, downloads, and maybe if people haven't been around Abraham and some of the people that you mentioned, aforementioned, and they're traditionally, you know, either religious or just traditional thinkers about, you know, how life is, or not traditional, just in a different way. I often think about when I ran track and field, when I ran hurdles, and the muscle memory, and you know, you're running the race in your head the night before and seeing yourself win and visualizing, right? And it's all science and it's all a vibration. So I know that people could probably relate to that. And it's been shown in science and studies that your mind goes there first before your body does. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can meet people in that space to kind of bring the understanding. Okay.
Well, you know, Dr. Bruce Lipton speaks to what you're talking about in his very well-known book, The Biology of Belief, that's been around a while. Yeah. You know, he talks a lot about this because he was teaching science, biology, using a curriculum, you know, from books that he had to use. And then he discovered quantum physics. Well, what does that mean? It's like this field that now science can measure. It's physics. Yeah. And there's this field. Another example, our DNA. Scientists would look at DNA and they could only really account for 3% of the 100%. And they didn't know what the other 97% was. So they termed it junk DNA. You can look this up. I mean, that's what they called it because they couldn't figure out what it was. And we come to discover that that part of our DNA is energy. Very, very powerful, and it exists. So I want to say that. And for those that are like, you know, the records can sound very esoteric. It's like this thing. What is it? I get that, right?
Yeah.
And I'm a kind of person that I'm very rooted in earth. And, you know, I really want to. I'm I'm excited about bringing this esoteric reality into our own reality, right?
Yeah.
And I do have examples of what happens when we do that. So, let's just say we know there's air, don't we? Do we see it? No.
Yeah.
But we know it. Everyone will say there's air. What? Yeah. Oh, you breathe it and you feel it, but we can't really hold it. We can't see it.
Yeah.
And throughout history, we've known that there is something that exists. We could call it God, universe, source, creator. It's all of those things. It's different parts of the world call it different things. But there's something. And that's what this is based on. The idea that there is something that that has a design to it. Not a bearded man in the clouds. that a lot of us grew up with.
Yes.
Yeah, and I never believed it. It just was goofy to me, and I'm like, please. But when you look at nature, when you look at how things happen, when you look at what happens when love is evident, when people love each other or kindness, That is measurable. And now there's even something called HeartMath in Northern California. They've been working on this for years, and they're measuring the heart, the magnetics that come. They measure it with machines, what the heart emits. And when we're in, they call it coherence. When you are in a space of loving, you just have this, you know, this moment of you love, whether it's something in nature, your animal, your loved one, or you watched a movie and it just was beautiful, that the heart actually sends out something. So these things, I named all these things because the Akashic Records are kind of like that. It is a field. Dr. Joe Dispenza, who's doing a lot of work right now and has a lot of good books out, he's working with, he calls it the field of possibilities. It's this blank field where when we go into a meditative state, for him, he does meditation, we're able to enter that field. And in that field, there's no thought, you're no body, no thought, you're no nothing, yet you're a present. Mm. So some of this stuff, I mean, 20 years ago, I mean, I can't discuss this with my family. They would
Well, you know what? And thank you for being so relatable there, Mary, and giving us tangible things that we can draw from in life. And I mean, hey, you know, I get in a plane all the time and, you know, I pretend to understand exactly how that works and how inertia goes all the way down. But you know what? You just have faith and you believe in the science. And you're right about the love thing. I think there is something really, really relatable there. Even in a personal experience recently, we won't get too deep because I want you to really, I want to platform your experience, but I'll share this later because I'm still kind of wrapping my head around it. But it was just a place of, I remember calling out, and I speak to my grandparents often. They're, you know, on the other side. And I just said, I said, guys, I said, if you want me here, I know what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm doing it. It's really hard right now. I need help. I need help. I need you to help me. Show me a sign. I know there's people that need way more help. You know, it's a first world problem. But I need your, I need a sign. And my grandfather often leaves me coins. We have a kind of
engagement.
Yes. And my aunt Valerie was the animal lover. And so, she, you know, through animals, she and I communicate, but that sign came in a 6'4" tall Canadian package and of just a pure love and running towards me. And you know I'm a girl's girl. I, you know, I believe in taking care of myself, but I think calling on that help and activating that sometimes is helpful.
I have to add to that, I'll piggyback on that, is that in almost in practically every reading I do, what is what is present, I want to say, when we open the records, the records are protected by an entourage of light energies. They're not beings or ghosts or entities. They're energy. They're light energies, and those energies are, we give them names: masters, teachers, and loved ones. Right, and every one of us has that entourage. Now, what also the loved ones are those who the masters and teachers are have never been physical. The loved ones, though, are anyone who we have experienced love with in this lifetime that is now on the other side. So those loved ones can be, and quite many times I will feel the presence of, it'll be just, it's different than a psychic reading. I'll feel, and I'll say there's a grandmother energy here, and it never fails. The person will be like, that is my grandmother. And it'll have a little bit of, it'll show a little bit of a personality so that that person will know it's really them.
Yeah,
but it's not a chit chat like a psychic reading, which are good. Psychic readings are direct, that one-on-one with the one on the other side. So there, so I want to say that that's what also happens. I can feel an energy sometimes over that person besides the energies that are overseeing and protecting the records. Okay. What always gets suggested is this, exactly what you're doing. Especially today, I am guided to tell people, who do you have on the other side that you've experienced love with? They're on the other side. You know, they've passed away. It doesn't have to be a family member. It could be anyone. It could be a friend. It could be a teacher. Doesn't matter. But you really love them. There's always, they'll always come up with somebody. They'll go, oh, whatever, my Uncle Harry. And then I'll, and I hear, I get questions to ask. And then I'll be encouraged to ask, do you speak to Uncle Harry? Oh, well, I haven't really. Okay, whatever it is. And I have an example. I speak to Mary Magdalene. She's just the one. Every time I ask Mary Magdalene, and I don't just say, hey, you know, I want to feel better. I usually have something very specific. Like if I can't sleep at night, I'll call on Mary Magdalene because she was a healer. And I'll say, I invoke. You have to invoke them or call them by name, which I feel you do. So you call them by name. You say, I'm calling you in right now. I need to sleep. Mary Magdalene, just calm my cells. I need to sleep. 100% of the time, I wake up the next morning, and I'm talking about having a sleepless night. I wake up the next morning and I think, wow, when did I fall asleep? And I remember my last thought was asking Mary Magdalene to actually invoking her to, you have to be able to let go, you know.
Well, I'm glad you brought that. Isn't that our problem? It. We're talking to entrepreneurs here. You know, we love to pull the strings and make it all happen, guys. But that is the point, letting go and receiving. And when we put things out for business, we let that idea out. We let it out there. We let that go, you know, so we can do this too in our personal lives. And this is a great balancing tool and an enlightening tool so that you don't, like I think we touched on this last time, waste a lot of time, energy, and years and suffering. Not being on track. And last time you came on, you were beginning to kind of channel in with me. Is that the proper term to use or get downloads?
Maybe.
So I don't know. I'm putting you on the spot. Do you feel comfortable doing a little of that? If you feel inclined, so that the viewer and listener can kind of see you accessing. Do I have to give you permission? I've read the often questions here.
Well, yeah. So it is a sacred space. I use a sacred prayer to open people's records. I'm happy to do that for you. Well, let me just think.
Yeah. By the way, while you're doing that, you guys, for those that are asking, they're not actual files, like hard copy records. Okay. So this is an energetic field of records. And so as Mary just prefaced, you have to ask for permission and also feel led to do it. So that's one of her questions that she answers at the top of her book. And we're speaking about the Acacia Way with Mary Medeiros, in case you guys are just getting here. Okay.
You know, let's do this because I'm having a sense. I want to let you know that I'm actually in my own Akashic Records right now. So, yes.
Even better.
I open my own records before. Sometimes I do that before I'm going to be chatting with someone, be interviewed, whatever, because part of my role is to work with the records and bring the records to people. So they're like my when I'm opening my records, it's imparting to me, it's a co-creative process. You know what I'm saying? It's like my higher self and my lower self, I guess, are in cahoots here. In a really beautiful way. So I did this on a radio show. I can answer questions for you because I can. I can't, you know, sometimes psychics can't explain specifically why, you know, people say, well, how do you know that what you're doing is real? Well, because I see the results.
Does it resonate? Yeah. Okay.
Something's happening and it happened for me. So I want to say yes to that. And then I also want to say that I suggest to you that it might help your listeners for me to talk about a little bit what the records, how the records help entrepreneurs, how the records help new business owners or people who have ideas that come in and they're not quite sure what to do with them yet, but they're coming in and they're resonating and they're passionate about it. Oh, the records have a lot to say about that because I can open the records of companies. But even before that, if somebody is beginning to birth something, that's the best time to go into the records because it means the birthing of that exists in that person's imprint in the Akashic realm.
And you're running right with it. You know, you can help influence. And that's kind of what you talk about in the beginning with your experience of doing all these things and being a spiritual sounding board and a comfort for your coworkers and associates and feeling like just drained and beat down from your work. And then you got right on track.
Right. Part of it was this happens a lot. I wasn't in how do I say? So I wasn't in the right energetic field, right? Especially the television networks as a system are, they're a bit broken. I'm going to be kind here. really. And so I was struggling with that. But the people that I worked with, especially as a director, I was able to bring my heart to them, my knowing to them without knowing I was doing it. So I was actually practicing what I'm doing now, but in a different way. What happened was the actual field of energy of that arena was not a match to who I am. That's not to say I couldn't walk into another kind of network right now and have a fantastic job, because there are some that are doing well. Yeah. Not our main ones in the United States, but there are some around the world that are doing okay. anyway, so so I can speak to either of these, but I can also speak to you if you have questions about you. I can help you so that people will hear what happens in a reading, if that's what you were asking.
Thank you for being open. Let's go where you feel led the most, because I want it to be organic. And guys, this is Mary Medeiros, the author of The Kashuk Way. This is a really great gift. If you're doing last minute shopping, we've got 11 days until Christmas, and then Hanukkah season is there. I think Hanukkah comes right before. I need to check my dates.
But I think it does. Yeah.
Yeah. And it lasts for a few days there, and then Kwanzaa following and New Year's Eve. So guys, this is a perfect gift to really understand and get tools. Maybe you've tried everything before and you just keep bumping your head up against the wall, or you get fired, or you're just unhappy, uneasy, stressed out. You're probably on the wrong path. I love this. I'm already cracking it open. And I have a trip coming up for the Christmas, so I hope to get it done by the new year. Get this on Amazon. Pick this up right now. You still have time to get it wherever you are, at least in America, I would presume. 11 days is enough time to get it to you. All right, Mary, I think what I'll do is just, I want to tie something relatable for entrepreneurs. So in my own experience this year specifically,
a lot of
doing. I mean, I've always been a doer, but a lot of doing and pushing and going for it and, you know, working on elevation. And then a lot of really unexpected, strange, unusual things started to happen. And I found myself that there was like this, you know how like you see someone coming and you're like, wow, I really do not want to be a part of their journey. I see this train coming.
And
I felt the presence of my spirit team just say, stay calm, you know, and just don't react. Just stay calm. And so for about 100 days, I was able to do that. 101 days, I was human. Okay.
It is human. Just, yeah.
You know, and anyway, this person, I can feel since, and I believe, and everybody that's experienced this person, there's a lot of growth. We all have to have growth, but because this person was living in close proximity to me, I just was trying to avoid the situation. But in tandem with that, the world stuff, you know, I just came off doing these films around the world, and then professionally in the corporate world, there was a lot of different shifts. So I think for me, I have a lot of these jigsaw pieces. And they don't really make sense. And then on top of all that, I began to, and I've never told anyone this publicly, just a few friends, I started to experience what I believe is channeling. And I am like someone learning how to ride a bike with that. But I'm hearing names and colors and cities and being drawn to just tell someone, and they're thinking, girl, what are you smoking? And I'm like, nothing at all, you know, but then they're right. The things I'm saying. So that's a lot to work with. I don't know.
I already have a few things. So what happens is when you're speaking is when I hear, which is why I was writing down a few things while you were speaking. It's just because you're activating your own energetic field of your own reality. That's what I think is happening. So, the reason that I can sort of, I just want to say this, the reason that I can feel maybe your own Akashic imprint is not only because of your permission, because of your intention for that and my intention for it, I'm lined up with you, right? That's why I just want to say that. This isn't just a random, like, whatever happens. Here's the first thing that I got was there was something that very in the very beginning, before you even started sharing what you did, was that, do you know, just hear all these statements and then see what resonates.
Yeah.
Do you know how big you are? Came through. Mm-hmm. There's something else in your horizon. There's something else that you have been, it's something in your periphery or in your horizon. It's forward. It's in front of you that you have been feeling into, that you're thinking, that's coming to you, that you're like, like, that's what I'm getting. It's like something very different and big, but incorporates what you're already, who you already are. And then I also have, you can tell me if this is true for you. I sense caretaker energy with you.
Wow. Okay.
And that can be those, you know, a lot of times we talk, I'm guided to two sources of things like that, where we have an energy and we're like, why do I keep having it? You know, why, you know, it's not a bad thing, but like, why does it keep distracting me? Yeah. It can be a subconscious pattern, which goes back to Dr. Bruce Lipton and his fabulous work, or it can be from a past life sometimes. And I'll usually be shown the past life or the subconscious pattern, but I'm not shown the pattern. I'm shown like, talk about childhood, right? So sometimes it can be that, because when we figure out, like, a perfect example, I had a pattern of petty tyrant bosses, seriously. And I worked for four networks.
Yeah.
MTV was one of them. So I kept having creepy bosses. They were so mean, and they were only beating me up. They, like, people on the crew and when I worked with actors, I would ask them, am I doing something wrong? And they'd be like, no, we love you as a director. We don't see anything. So I was just like, what is going on? Yeah. Well, when I took it into my records, my record showed me that I did have a subconscious pattern, which our subconscious is formed when we're like 0 to 7 years old. And all it does is it records, this is science now, it records everything in our background, like what's going on, belief systems, are we loved, not loved, everything. It doesn't judge, it just records. And then it runs 96 or 7% of our behavior from the background when we grow up. Our conscious is not aware of it. So for me, it didn't make sense that I had these petty tyrants. When I took it into the records showed me that my very first petty tyrant when I was very little at that age was my father and one of my brothers. I had three brothers, and my middle brother really bullied me. He was so mean to me. And so there they were. And so my world recorded, being treated this way is normal.
That's right. And you draw more about it. If you don't know.
My subconscious went, what's wrong with this? What's wrong with a petty tyrant? But once I saw it as a pattern, then I went, oh my God, it freed me. Cause I went, oh my gosh.
That's it.
Then my conscious was aware of it. And I'm telling you, it stopped immediately. It just disappeared. No more creepy bosses.
You went to the higher vibration, or you implemented a spiritual boundary or combination?
All I did was I had an awareness that it was a pattern and where it had come from. And what helps is, like, when Bruce Lipton is teaching about this, he talks about the fact that those subconscious patterns are not ours. We tend to think they're like they own us or whatever. They're not ours. They're just simply the result of our backgrounds when we were little, what was going on in our environment. So once we know that, then we're like, oh, okay, that wasn't mine to begin with. It's just sort of the nature of the subconscious. So then it sort of releases out a little bit, and then we don't want to smash it away or get rid of it, because it's part of our, and I'm getting caretaking for you. It's part of our life experiences. We don't want to get rid of that, but what we can do then, once it's out, and we go, oh, that's why this happens. The awareness frees us, so we can then look at it, and we can look at the energy of that pattern, not the pattern itself. This happens for people who have serious trauma when they were little, even if they've been raped. The records are not condoning the pain and suffering. They're inviting us to separate the energy, because energy is energy.
Yeah.
It's not positive or negative. It's just energy. So when we pull the energy apart from it and look at the energy around those events, and we can talk, and usually it comes out in discussion, like the energy might be powerful. If we've been shut up when we were little, then that's a powerful energy. If we can harness just that energy as power and run it through our balanced self, then we become these powerful manifestors.
Gosh,
you
guys, if you're just tuning in, don't worry. I've already talked her into being one of our first guests for 2026, so we can really set the record straight. The Akashic Way with Mary Medeiros. She is really cracking the code to peace, balance, being on the right side of yourself and assisting yourself with these records and being successful in your life and being on track and having peace and joy and all the beautiful things, the high vibrations of life. And, you know, I got to tell you, that is so true. That, you know, so many things flood in, but I think you have a really masterful way of taking out the, it not being so personal, right? So your parents are just these people that got you on the planet, and it took me a while to just be able to say that. And they're flawed, yes, too. And they're flawed, right? Takes you a minute. And you can, you know, trot around and punish yourself for what they did and take that on if you want to. But, you know, after a while, that load gets heavy. So I love your way of saying, listen, this is
not
just
yours.
Yeah. Just separate it when you can, when you're ready. It takes time for some folks. But it's just truly about your journey, and it's not personal. And I really like that.
No, it's not. And, you know, it's interesting. I'm starting to notice that with clients that I have, like during the week, there seems to be a similar theme. And this past week, the theme, and I'm probably going to post something on Substack about this, but the theme, so you're the first to hear it. The theme was separating from our families.
Yeah.
I mean, we have adults who want to move on in their life because their own inner self is saying, wait a minute, we're here to be this and do that. But then there are these other, and it could be those patterns are kind of, they have us trapped and we don't want to let go of maybe you got to tell me, what's the caretaking that came up for you?
Yeah, it keeps coming. It's the first time I've heard that, but you know, things have been shifting. There's people in my family that own a caretaking business. I haven't had the pleasure of caretaking anyone yet. I'm sure that's coming up. But I'm the oldest, right? And the only girl. So, taking care of my brothers, perhaps, you know, the bullying thing comes up, turning myself into a track athlete to empower myself.
Sure.
You know, yeah. And all of those things, but the family stuff, you know, you're touching on a lot of things, and that's so relatable though. The family stuff is where it all starts. It really does. I mean, how you are, how you move in the world, what you believe about yourself until you recognize that sometimes that's just a story and you need to divorce that. Right?
It is. And we don't just tumble. This is what I found out. We don't just tumble into these families. Are we specifically choosing them? Not necessarily, but here's the other thing that living through the lens of the record show us, help us see, is that our experiences with our families. In the beginning of the book, I think the first people I thank is my family.
I was drawn to that. I read it twice, actually, because you so eloquently put, and you're thanking them for letting you. Yeah.
Well, the reason, and it came in, I was just, when I say came in, I was just sitting thinking about who I want to thank. And I was like, when I say came in, it's like we have these, it's happening more for people. And I want everyone to trust this. When you're in a quiet space, not when you're all stressed or whatever, but when you're in a quiet space or you're in joy, you're having fun or you're relaxed. And then you start to sort of get things. And we know how we think, and sometimes we'll hear things that, you know, you didn't think it, right?
Yeah.
Or you're not going crazy. That's what I want to say.
You're not going crazy. Your sound of mind, you're just, you're having a different, you know, download.
Because the idea is that there are a lot of essences. There's multi-dimensions. We know that. That's been proved. That's not spooky.
Yeah.
So all of this exists, and humanity is expanding. We're expanding. We are. It doesn't look in on the surface. It looks like a chaotic, messed up world. But that's not true, because the mess is actually putting a flame under those who love love, and they're coming out fiercely with golden swords going, stop it now, right? And so we're seeing more signs of love at the same time that we're seeing more signs of unlove. Like they're meeting each other. And so what is that showing us? What is that love? Where is it coming from? It is who we are, and it's the center of everything. That's what I think God is. It's just really, you know, it is love. So the other word that came through before, it's quantum. So I hear things like, fast.
Yeah.
It's not so much, going back to you and caretaking, it's not so much the physicality of caretaking, but it's more like the making sure that I wrote the word responsibility. That's probably very important to you, right?
Yeah, it's a big word for me. it's a lot. It's been too much. And I've been tired. I've been real tired.
And here's the thing, and we all have puzzle pieces, by the way, and every part of our life, we might think, oh, well, that was over there. I'm finished with that. No. When you bring it in, into the full picture of who we are and why we've come here, and we discover why we're here, the records aren't going to tell us, I'm telling you, you're here to do this. No. But what happens is the light of source washes over us, and we come to recognize ourselves and remember ourselves. So those pieces of our lives begin to make sense in the now. So somebody could have been doing something 30 years ago that was totally different than now or where they're going, and they think they have to let those other things go. But when we talk about them inside their records, it's so amazing how they play a part. And all you have to do is say yes to them.
Yeah.
Life is much easier than we've been told.
It really is. You push against it. But you hit it, you know, and I just want to pause you there because the chaos precedes the change, right? And I think there's just so much change that we're going through.
Mm-hmm. It ignites change.
Yeah.
It really does. So you do have something.
That resonates. All of the other things you said resonate. The caregiving thing, if I don't take it so literal, that makes sense to me as well.
Yeah. And that there is something else that, so many times we don't know how, all right, let me reword this. Often in humanity itself, in human beings, especially women, we don't know how great we really can be.
Yeah.
We just don't know. And there's no limit. And there's no such thing as success. That's a trap too. That's a perception. We just can get bigger and bigger and expand. What does that mean? More and more of the good stuff, more of joy, can be more money. That's all going to flow because that's the ebb and flow of life. So there is something that I think you already know. It's so clear to me. It's like around you that you know there's this bigger you, more powerful, more impactful than you already are, that you have been, if not thinking about something inside you is brewing, let it happen. And you know how you let it happen? You go like this. Okay.
Let it, like Mel Robbins, let them just let it be kind of thing. I love that. And you're right. You're right on the money. I think too, it's, let's just be honest, everybody, as entrepreneurs, sometimes we self-sabotage. Okay. I'm not exempt from that, right, guys? Even with my thoughts, okay? I'm still a positive thinker, and I write down and I do my lists and my intentions and my visual. But yeah, you've poured into this thing. And I also think, and correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of people are of this belief, to your point, about something bigger and greater and more expansive and is on the horizon. But the chaos preceding, the chaos of this life, of this year with my life, in all areas, even though I was doing everything right, everything I'm supposed to be doing, showing up and checking the boxes, there was just forces around that were happening. Does that mean you're going to the next level when it gets real, real dark?
I think what it means is what already happened was you were not saying yes to something inside yourself.
Huh.
See, when the outer world is is doing things, right, that affect us. And this does go back to Abraham Hicks. We are, you know, a lot of people don't want to hear, I manifested that. Well, it's not really that literal. It's not that we manifested it, but it's a sign when things get a little rough and they don't make sense. All right. My petty tyrants. Sure. I could relate them to my family, right? As a subconscious pattern. But what was the real meaning of those petty tyrants? It was that I was being called to be more of myself in the book in your hands and what's going to be next and how I'm working with people. Yeah. Well, that's what that was. And I was bucking that current. So when, and sometimes it's not conscious. And when we're bucking that current and don't know it, we get all sorts. It doesn't work. Things aren't easy. Things get chaotic. Blah. It goes on and on, right? And our lives are not happy. Or in some people, they get sick.
Yeah.
So that is all that is. And it's actually simple. It's just a sign. It's a positive sign, actually, that, oh, what is it in me that is wanting to come forward? What is it that it's time for me to say yes to? That I didn't hear up until now, which is fine. No judger, no shame, none of that garbage. That doesn't belong in divine. So that's what that is. It's and when people come to the records with stuff like that and we dig in more, we're not doing that right now. That's what happens. We uncover the fact that there's something inside. There's a jewel, a gem that is inside that is pure joy, pure passion. For entrepreneurs, listen to this.
Listen up, guys.
If what you're doing brings you passion, joy, and when you thought about it first, it did, don't let anyone talk you out of it. If it's joy and easy, this is the other thing. We're told it's supposed to be hard. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's when it's easy that's the clue.
That's right.
We've been taught the opposite.
That's right. We really have to push against the grain and the rich get richer and you got to earn it. And it's true. It's the ease, the path of least resistance, the ease of it. You know, you're on track when it's not. You know, what does Eonlis Van Zandt say? Dis-ease. When there's dis-ease, it's pain. It's not good for you. But when there's ease, it just flows. I love this. So I want you guys to pick this copy up for anyone that you care about, including yourself, of course, first. Put your oxygen mask on, right? Then you can help
do it
others.
For you.
That's right. You guys, this is amazing. And Mary Medeiros, the Akashic Way, tap into these records. Mary, what does your schedule look like for folks that want to book a session with you so that they can learn how to open their records or spiritual?
Yeah. It's very easy. So you just go to my website, which is easy. It's theakashicway.com. And there's a lot on. You can read more about the records, more about how I came to them if you want. And you can get there's a link to the Amazon there. But better yet, I have holiday rates that I have going on through the holidays. So it's easy. There's a tab and it says holiday readings or something. So just click on that and it has all the different ones. Cause I do couples. I do one-on-one. I do companies. I do pets, all that.
So I need all those. You guys get a bundle. Mary has a bundle.
I hadn't thought of that. I should do that. A bundle.
If you need four, bundle your life and get it together, folks. This is already, I know I'm going to put it out there. This will be a New York best-selling book. I want to see that happen for you, Mary.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I see this becoming, dare I say it, because we're both in the industry, a TV show, if that's what you desire. But
This is an example of showing up. We have to show up for ourselves. Yeah. I resist. It took me a while to do that because I was resisting it because I was thinking, who the heck is going to care about some unknown's life, blah, blah. And then, you know, friends of mine who are in this world we're talking about said, what are you crazy? You're putting yourself on the line. Your own struggles are in there. And people care about that because what should we call them? Not psychics. What is this world? The world of ascended masters, whatever. Some of them keep themselves apart from people. And that bugs me.
Yeah, it, I know. I think I know who you're. I'm not going to say any names, but I think you and I connect. It does, and I think
there's one. I was going to his church.
The guy. Okay. That's a different person, but okay. Yeah. All right. I got you there.
In California, on Buckingham Way.
Okay. I still like that one, but maybe you saw something I didn't see. Okay. Yeah. I thought you were going somewhere else with that, but you know what? It's all good because, you being transparent. The bottom line for me is that I think, as entrepreneurs, being more transparent about your journey will empower that next woman, that next man, you know, the person who has all the odds against them. And it's not about a sob story or feeling sorry for yourself. It's more about like, look, okay, this is what happened. And this is what I did, you know, and this is how I pushed through that depression, or I pushed through, you know, that corporate situation that was unsavory, or I pushed, you know, all the things. And here you are, you're still here. But with this, now I think I'm going to have a little more on track intention on how to get there. So I'm excited to finish.
Yeah.
This.
I mean, we have to go easy on ourselves, and we have to know that, first of all, we have to know we're all the same. None of us are different. None of us.
We're special.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But you know, just if somebody has spent, you know, 150 years reading sacred texts, that doesn't make them anything different or more than the person who didn't read all that. And that's what I see is happening. I see people feeling bad about themselves, and I'm like, God, no, please don't. Please don't. I've always cared about people, but see, I came, the other resilience I learned was having a very racist father. He hated everyone. He hated cultures. I heard horrible names growing up, and I was too little to fight with him. But once I hit high school, I started having major arguments with him. Yeah. Well, I could have turned out that way, but I didn't, because when I was little, I used to think it was stupid, like a waste of time. How are you hating people you don't even know? It doesn't even make sense.
It's so dumb, you know, and no offense to anyone that's, you know, dealing with that in their family or friendship circles. But, you know, it just takes a different energy. And honestly, a special person like you or someone in their path to just show them love and show them like, I'm the same, you know, and I've got some people. Yeah. I think I hope I've done that, and we'll continue to. You guys, Mary Medeiros is going to be back with us at the top of the year. We're going to set the date for you.
Yeah,
and
great. And
you guys get that holiday bundle for Mary. She doesn't have a holiday bundle yet. Get on Mary's website.
Yeah, I know. You're my business consultant.
Mary, what a gift. Leave us with something. You've left us so much. Leave us with something to be inspired about, to be encouraged about as entrepreneurs in this world right now, wherever you're listening from. Could you leave us just another little gift?
Well, so the number one thing is we all have more power than anyone is telling us or allowing us to exhibit, I'll say. Mm-hmm. So I want to say like put blinders on, but it's not that. You have to be aware of everything that's going on around you, right? But it's not hard work when you're tapping into what brings you joy and what I said earlier, what's easy. The other thing I want to say is I've been shown what the future Earth is looking like, what it will look like.
Oh, wow.
And what I am being shown, and I resonate. So I know that on some level, maybe from a past life, I know this to be true. No division, only no duality. It's in the book, true unity consciousness. So no duality. We're not going to need the shadow to see the light. You know, Abraham says you don't walk in a room and turn on a dark switch.
Yeah,
that's true,
exactly.
Right?
Not this so misty. Yeah,
there's only light, and that's it. Light and love, light and love, light and love. And that is how we come into alignment, because that's what exists everywhere. And that's what's real. It's almost like we're in a fake version right now. There's like this weird fake version going on Earth. And Eckhart Tolle addresses this a little bit. It's like the collective ego conscious. Yeah. And it's like there, you know, people are, we don't know what truth is. People are kind of bumping into each other. But just know that inside, we're all the same. We all have light inside. We all came in with it no matter what we went through. That light never goes out. Never, I promise you. I promise you.
There you go. There you go. There's your holiday gift, you guys, from Miss Mary Medeiros, author of The Akashic Way. Get your copy, enlighten yourself, make the path easier. What will you start up today? Thank you, Mary. I can't wait to see you in the new year, and happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and all the beautiful
you
blessings.
You too, and to everybody.
And to everybody.
Love yourself.
All right. Thank you. See you guys next week.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.